We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back to the Centennial, presented by the Canopy Group.
Brent Musburger.
Ah, Sid Hartman, what a career. Let me take you back to 1953. I was a freshman at Shattuck down in Faribault, and believe me, I wanted to be the next Sid Hartman. I was a sports writer on the high school newspaper, and I read his stories and columns up in Minneapolis. Paul Giel was my first hero, great running back for the Minnesota Golden Gophers, later became a major league pitcher, and Hartman wrote glowingly about him. Then in 1963, I became a baseball and football writer for Chicago's American. I would travel to the Twin Cities to watch the Twins against the White Sox and the Vikings against the Bears, and Sid Hartman always dropped by and said hello. And without Sid, the Twin Cities would not be one of the most loyal and passionate sports areas in the world. His only failure that I know of was not being able to convince the Minnesota Gophers that they should have hired Coach Bob Knight as their head basketball coach when they had a chance. But what a career. Sid, happy birthday. I hope to celebrate 100 someday.
From one icon, Brent Musburger, to another, the great Harvey McKay is with us. Harvey and my father have been close personal friends for decades and decades and decades. It is a pleasure, sir. Tell people when you first met my father.
Yo, Chad, thanks for having me.
Absolutely.
No, it's a real honor. Well, I was afraid you'd ask that question, but we're talking 1950 when I was a freshman. So if you're a math major, 50, it's about 70 years ago.
Yes. What were your first impressions?
First impressions were winner, you know, competitive, hungry fighter, and then there were always stories attached to Sid Hartman.
All right.
No matter where we were, yep, where we're going, what we're doing, classic stories. I hope you don't mind if I share a couple of
Yes, absolutely.
I have to start out with my favorite, and that is, as the readers and the Well, everyone knows who follows Sid, you know, the audiences. Sid knows how to play the public relations game. He was sitting in press row before a University of Minnesota men's basketball game, and the three referees walk onto the court. Sid recognizes the first referee, and he says, "Look at that blankety blank. He thinks everyone came to watch him call a foul. He's pathetic. Has been coming here for years. I can't stand him. He's terrible." As Sid is finishing his thought, the referee walks over, bends down to introduce himself to Sid. And he says, Sid Hartman, I just want you to know I'm retiring after this season. But every time I come to Minneapolis, the first thing I do is buy the newspaper, read your column. I travel all over the United States. You are the best sports columnist in the country. To which Sid replies, "Well, you're the best referee in the country. You can't retire. You're one of the only good ones left."
Harvey, I have seen so many versions of that story. I can't even tell you.
And you can go, you know, I can take a 24/7, but just a couple real quickies.
Yeah.
Dave Lee told me that he, Sid, and Mike Max were in the back of the press box attending a Green Bay Packer Viking game when the PA announcer came on and he said, "Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the bare naked ladies." Kid immediately jumped out of his chair, ran to the front of the press box, only to be quickly disappointed that it was just a rock band. And then, I don't know, I want to say always the that this one's my best, this one's my best. It doesn't get any better than this, but just a few second one. As most of the people know, Sid is not up to speed on technology.
No.
And several years ago, he bought a new BlackBerry cell telephone. Dave Lee asked Sid what kind of phone he bought, and Sid said he got a new BlueBerry. Then he asked Dave Lee what kind he had, and Dave told him it was a strawberry.
Now, you need to tell the Muhammad Ali story, though, Harvey. That is such a great story.
Let me see if I get my dates right, approximately. Thank you very much. This is where I really pulled the fast one on Sid, and that's not easy. It might have been the only time in my life, but it was, there's no question, it was April 1997, because I had just written a book on networking called Dig Your Well Before You're Thirsty. So one of the chapters in the book was on Muhammad Ali, who I got to know at the Summer Olympics in Atlanta in 96. So the champ, I call him the champ, agreed to come to Minneapolis for my big opening night book signing, for him to sign books. I might add that I had no line. He had the line all night. And prior to that, I had set up a time for many of my friends to swing by the hotel to visit with the champ. Well, I had tipped the champ off about Sid being one of the best sports writers in the country, and I asked him to pull one of his tricks on Sid. Always is pulling tricks on everybody, the champ. So I had no idea what Muhammad was going to do. When Sid arrived, Muhammad stood up, looked Sid right in the eyes, and he said, "Are you the sports writer who called me all those dirty names?" Oh, Sid was flabbergasted. No. It wasn't me. You got the wrong guy. He was totally rattled. He didn't know what to say, and it was one of the first and only times I've ever seen Sid at a loss for words. Incidentally, I looked up the word mispronunciation in Webster's Dictionary, and there was the picture of Sid.
Yeah, that fits right there. Harvey, you have written so many best-selling books. You've got another great one now. You've got a column that is picked up by hundreds of papers across the country. If you were going to tell people about my father and they had not met him, and you were going to tell them why my father has had the success he has had, what would you tell them?
Well, one of his, of course, phenomenal strategies, and people don't understand many, networking and what I call dig your well again before you're thirsty, but Sidney knows who you are by the time you're in high school. He calls the... You become column fodder, your name pops up one or two times loosely in a jointed sentence, or he interviews you on one of his innumerable sports shows. He keeps calling and calling. He follows you through high school. He knows your background, your record, your coach. He tracks you through college. He tracks you through the pros. He tracks you when your athletic career is over. And, of course, once you're on Sid's Rolodex team, you don't ever get cut. You're on it for life. And that's one of his real secrets if you analyze what's happened over all these decades.
I'm going to finish with you, and I appreciate you so much as a friend in sharing these stories. Harvey McKay is with us on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus Hotline. Just the shared love the two of you have for the University of Minnesota.
Well, we're joined at the hip with the University of Minnesota. Chad, there's one story that's never been told. I think I can tell it in 60 seconds. I would love to, if you have the minute.
Sure. Yep.
Yeah. Okay. But this has never been reported. In the 50s, Sid introduced an occasional feature called Off the Sports Beat, as you may remember, where he would report news scoops from the non-sports world, mostly business news. Well, naturally, Sid was good at it, and he delivered some important business news, scoops. He was so successful that the business reporters, the columnists, the editors, they were very jealous. They put pressure on the management to halt the feature and restrict Sid to sports reporting, which they did. Example, though, of what he accomplished. Back in 1988, there was terrific anticipation and speculation, and everyone wanted to know and find out, get the scoop as to who would be named the next president of the University of Minnesota. Well, guess what? Sid scooped the entire state of Minnesota. I woke up one morning got the paper, huge banner headline, front page, who was to be the next president. I said to myself, Sid strikes again.
Harvey, incredible. great stories, a great friendship you have with my father, myself also. I appreciate the time, and thank you so much for coming on this celebration of my father.
Well, once again, Chad, you know, it's been an honor to celebrate Sid's 100th birthday and many, many more.
Thanks, Harvey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.